Other signings, Cristian Hernandez signing with Philly, homegrown Mexican player.
Just hope no one else calls him, says his name like that.
Cristian?
It's super sexy.
Cristian Hernandez. He's a homegrown player, but he's Mexican. Figure that one out.
Makes sense if you don't think about it.
I'm not thinking about it.
Maybe it was that, what was the kid's name from Goal? That kind of situation.
Santi Muñez.
That move. The first one was okay, but I didn't even wait for that one second, too.
No.
Some signings to mention. Bernardo Carauti, with Montreal. 35-year-old Italian forward. Former Udinese man, so my respects. And Arne Friedrich, with the Fire, 32-year-old German defender.
Son of Art Vandalay.
Yes. Two World Cups, two Euro Cups, and a Confederations Cup under his belt. So he's a vet. Two local boys signing. Pat McLean signing with Chivas USA, an Eau Claire native. Went to Cal Poly, played goalkeeper for them, did pretty well. And Tosa's own Tony Walls signing with Chicago.
I broke that news to you.
You did do that.
And I didn't even know if you knew who Tony Walls was.
Which, please. He was
a Child, draft, please.
He was a draft pick.
Yeah, he was.
So I mentioned on the podcast.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
Yeah. Rob's getting antsy.
But he is getting antsy.
Right. Speaking of the third person, Rob, really?
Yes.
Yes.
Rob's getting upset.
Things to mention, Freddy Don's out for a month with a broken foot, so Portland having some injury problems out there.
Sad day for Footy.
Exactly. Speaking of sad days for Footy, LA Galaxy, we're signing with the Herbalife for 10 years. I am very much against this.
Why? 44 mil.
Herbalife is nothing but a scam.
Really?
Yeah, it's a giant pyramid scheme.
Which sucks. Really?
Yeah, so MLS is the biggest brand attaching themselves to a scummy company. I question. I have problems with that.
What have they done that's scummy?
They're a pyramid scheme.
What do they even do?
What that means.
Learn your business. We'll discuss it later. Basically, they're a shit company and should not be associated with MLS.
Well, they got a lot of money for it, so Galaxy are happy.
They shouldn't be, though. They should be ashamed of themselves, if you ask me.
Okay.
Moving on. DC United staying at RFK for 2 years. But they are closing off the upper deck, which is interesting.
Really?
Who wins? DC. Why don't they just, like, hit it with a big anvil?
That would be effective. Let's do that. Capacity to 19,647. They're typing off the upper deck, trying to...
Except for when the Galaxy come?
Probably.
Yeah, they'll probably open it up for the larger opponents.
So it's tarped off, and they're trying to sell the tarp to sponsors, which would be interesting to see the name of it. Should be fun. And in news that hit close to home to me, Nick Raimondo is angry at Adidas for no longer having black goalkeeper jerseys. Nick always wears black and is now unable to do so. So he wore bright orange to...
Weird.
He wore orange and pink to try and protest...
He really likes wearing black shirts.
He always wears blacks. He's never worn non-black in the last decade.
I think he'll live.
Being a goalkeeper, that should mess with your head.
Really? Well, that's why goalies are nutcases.
We're all fucking crazy, yeah.
Don't... Like closers in baseball.
Exactly. We're not real footballers. We just do crazy shit.
We're the ones who let people shoot balls at us as hard as they can.
And block them with our faces when need be.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got here? Wisconsin soccer update. We mentioned Walls and McLean signing, but they didn't make much this weekend. They're new signings. Malice not making the bench for the opener, did make the bench against the Fire.
For that huge game, I mean, even if you don't make an appearance, it's got to be really freaking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, sit in the nice racing seats.
Sit some sweet seats. So good.
Best
for...
benches in sports.
I mean, that's. I'm guessing that was a different kind of atmosphere than what the Valley Fields provided.
I disagree. Valley is an elite venue and it should be a World Cup site.
Mm.
So good for.
For what? Like the under 17 women's World Cup?
No, for the.
Not even that.
Yeah. The regional. Park and Rec, West Dallas.
U7 girls title.
Yes.
I think just the slaughterhouse being there is a big turnoff for anyone wanting to have anything there.
Yeah, the place smells like dicks. Tim Ward is still not playing soccer. What else we got? Ethan Finley, almost scoring for Columbus against Colorado. Drew a great save from Matt Pickens.
Son of Robbie Finley.
No. And as mentioned, Demerit scored against Chivas. So two full 90s, two shutouts, and a goal for Jay Demerit. Good work. Over in Europe, Chuck Kozlowski is going 90 in a win. Helmut Sport. So we currently have seven Wisconsin Knights playing professional soccer right now. Wake up, Ben.
I did not fall asleep that time.
Your eyes are fading, though.
Well, thanks. It's better than a wet willy.
10 o'clock wave. Go. Talk wave.
Well,
were the waves?
Fuck yeah. We can just say that. Straight out of the gates.
Did they win, Ben?
Well, see, it all started with what was a pretty shock. They really did go and taper off at the end of the season.
They did.
So I wasn't entirely sure if they could pull it off. And to be honest, things were a little bit in the matches against the Comets in the semifinal. But they held it together, and sure enough, they won their second title in as many years. Good for them. I don't see why they can't do this every year. And they drew pretty well as far as what they've done in the last 7 years, attendance-wise.
My biggest concern for FUP is the league existing next season.
You really don't?
That's our biggest hurdle, is the league being there.
That's a pretty bad hurdle.
I think that the league will be... It's more stable than it ever has been, which makes it unstable. But
that's my concerns.
But the Wave will be around doing something. What, you know, who knows what it'll be, but
maybe they'll just take on local pub teams.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's what they stoop to.
Like Magic Jack?
Yes.
Magic Jack.
I'm kind of wondering if the Wave
that's
will
what
just
you guys are getting to an outdoor team.
That's not going to happen. They tried it and failed.
Well, I mean, but just to be an outdoor team as opposed to both.
I very much doubt it.
Okay. I mean, I don't know how long indoor soccer is going to survive, and I can't imagine it's very much longer. And outdoors, seeing the popularity pick up.
I don't see a future for a Wave outdoor team right now.
Would you guys like it if Milwaukee
got
the lost team was called the Wave?
Yes.
No.
Why?
No. It's a different, it should be different.
This is the same argument that we were having about the national team games being somewhere other than about a national team game being in Soldier Field. I wouldn't really give a shit what the Milwaukee MLS, you know, what the team name was called.
You'd just be happy for
I them. Would just be freaking ecstatic that we have
one. If it was just Milwaukee FC.
Fine.
I wouldn't be mad at the team, but I think it would be a poor choice for a name. Look at the teams that carry their names over. They're historical, rich, respected outdoor clubs. This is an indoor team. That's not the same thing.
And
it's still rich.
And additionally, the Wave have a history of marketing to just the younger.
Indeed, they do.
People.
Well,
they've tried to switch that, but it didn't work as well as they'd hoped.
Milwaukee gets a team that's going to end up being called the Milwaukee Peter Wilts, because you will have a big hand in that.
I would support that entirely.
The Milwaukee
FC.
Wilts.
I would fully support that.
I'd be okay with that.
And then it was just a picture of Pete.
I'm totally for that. Let's get it done.
Oh god.
So there you go. Wave update. Good season, boys.
Woohoo! Also, Coach Tozer, 8th time he's won Coach of the Year. So good for Coach Tozer.
He's the best that there is, and I believe he is. If you cut Tozer's win total in half, I believe he still has more than all the other coaches combined.
That is accurate. Yes. Good. To wrap it up. Yank of the week.
Yank of the week.
What do we got?
It was a little slow as far as anything going on in Europe goes.
Good thing I lost his back.
Tim Howard signing the new contract. Love it.
Okay. Rob?
I'm going to go with Louis Gilles. So I think that goal, I think that's a sign of a very good season from him.
I have two also-rans here. Estrada scoring 4 goals in the last 2 weeks, and Gomez scoring 5 and an assist. My Yahoo equals CJ Sapong for being a part of Kai Kamara's fucking awesome Riverdance Bowl celebration. Just CJ is the man.
I don't think that they got carded for that either.
They did not, but Zusi got carded for jumping in the stands in the previous goal.
Weird.
Which I thought was hysterical.
Yeah.
And Zusi tried to stop the Riverdance by taking the head off Sapong, like, just get your shit together. Because he just gotten cautioned.
Yeah.
Trying to break shit up, and he gets away with it. I love that.
So, white guy always getting screwed.
Yeah. Dick of the week. Who do you guys got?
Well, the dick of the week. Nothing really that awful happened in American soccer this past week. Nothing really that awful.
I'll say Jurgen for not putting Sheenan on the roster. How about that?
That's definitely not Jurgen.
That's not Jurgen.
Dick of the week.
Who's our coach? Quick, go. Olympic coach is.
Oh, God. Porter?
Yes. Yeah. Porter makes those decisions.
So Jurgen has no say in it, though.
It's not his call.
Yeah, it's not.
All right.
He played a hand in hiring
Porter. Fine, then Porter.
Porter's dick of the week?
I'm not cool with that, but
okay. I'm not, personally.
I understand your motivation, but I disagree with your decision.
Because I love Sheenan.
Again, I get your motivation.
I know it was his birthday on Saturday.
It was his birthday.
He was born on St. Patrick's Day. That has to give you bonus points. All right.
Mine is going to go to Ben Olsen for being pretty rough with reporters after starting 0-2. Like, there was that tweet from Goff that said that he was asked, you know, about how having two DPs on the bench looks bad on the surface. And then he just said, like, I don't care how it looks on the surface. He was just so unhappy. They're not in a bad place. And I say that because, honestly, they played two, you know, really, really...
Got beat at the death by SKC. Like,
very, very good clubs. And they're doing it without Hamid, without Kitchen, and soon to be without Andy Nahar.
And White's hurt, too.
Yeah. So, honestly, DCU, they shouldn't be all doom and gloom. This is kind of... It's fine that they lost to KC.
I love Olsen's attitude. Olsen being a hard-ass. That's why I love Ben Olsen.
I'm also going back on mine, Peter Novak, because the Union sucked just like we thought they would.
That's fair.
And it's all because Latu isn't there.
That's fair.
Because we fucking put him on eBay.
Indeed. My dick of the week is the diva princess, Thierry Henry. I fucking hate that guy.
So they don't have to be American? I was thinking to Americans.
Remember when he stole a World Cup berth from Ireland?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do. We'll never forget.
That's where all the hatred started, didn't it?
It helped.
It helped a lot.
or
hurt, however.
But recently, for just being a total twat to Simon Borg in the post-game interview, Borg kind of asked, like, what's going wrong? You need to score more goals. Well, guess what? Why? You need to score more goals. You get paid to be the face of the franchise. Don't be a total cunt about it. Be a man.
What is Henri's chances at making the Euro squad?
None. I give him zero chance.
Okay. I was going to say, maybe pulls off another handball miracle against Ireland in the Euros.
I'm going to kill you.
I will actually kill you.
I'm going to snap both of your ankles.
If that happens and Ben ends up dead, I did it.
What?
Because I missed shooting Rob in the face.
And he shot me in the face instead?
On accident.
Well, obviously, you're going to need some gun shooting lessons then.
But, okay, so on the record, if Rob dies after Henri robs Ireland, I fucking did it.
Well, on that great note, that is Built by Association Football. And we will talk to you next week, for sure.
I'm sorry.